We wanted to be more proactive about collecting and documenting this moment, and we wanted to help our community to understand that they are history makers and that as they're experiencing this moment that is, you know, unlike anything they may have experienced before, they had something that they could do that might, you know, be beneficial to them as they're experiencing it, but also be beneficial to our community generations from now, and give them the opportunity and then give ourselves the opportunity to be proactive in that way.
What kinds of stories is the Schenectady County Historical Society looking for? And is it just audio tape, just maybe family members interviewing family members, or are we looking for all kinds of input here?
We're looking for all kinds of input. I think it's great if people want to interview themselves or interview family members and do audio recordings, but that's not the only thing we're looking for. We're looking for handwritten journals. We're looking for email chains between family members. We're looking for scrapbooks that people might be collecting digitally, or again, analog, clipping the newspapers and taking photos of their surroundings, or taking photos on their walks. And any of that is all what we're looking for. It isn't, we're not limiting this by format. It can be any format. And if anyone has questions about formats, I know sometimes people may be a little bit daunted because they're not sure if what they're doing is right, but there really is no right way to document your experiences. It's whatever works for you, whatever makes you feel like you're engaged in the moment.
Is this just one part of a larger effort from the Historical Society to document the lives of the people today? Are there other subjects that maybe in the future people could also submit their stories about?
Absolutely. We have always collected the everyday lives of the people of Schenectady County. We have journals and diaries and letters and scrapbooks and postcard collections and things like that that shows the kind of ordinary people perspective of what's happened in the county over time. So we've always had that as part of our collecting mission, and we will continue to have that as part of our collecting mission past this moment in time as well. So we encourage everyone to be in contact with us about donating materials about any topic that they feel represents their experiences. So it doesn't have to be specific to COVID-19 in terms of our broad collecting scope. We collect anything related to the history of Schenectady County. And if anyone has questions about that, they're welcome to come and talk to me about it, because I can, you know, sort of walk them through what is our collecting policy and how do we make a decision about what belongs in the collection or what doesn't quite fit, and also what we are doing to preserve those materials long term.
If people can't come and see you right now in person because of social distancing, how can people get their questions answered or submit materials?
So the best way to contact me is through email at librarian@schenectadyhistorical.org. And I am responding to emails. I'm not in the office right now or in the library. The library is closed because of social distancing. But I am responding to emails and voicemails as well. And then the second component is the online form, which can be found on the Facebook page, the Schenectady County Historical Facebook page, and the Grimes Doolittle Library blog.